Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was a 5-2 result for Brayhead away to Manchester Storm tonight. With me is the man who got two of those goals tonight, Alex Levitt. Alex, how much did you enjoy those 2 weeks off, first of all?
Yeah, it was great. Gave us some time to get away from the game and just kind of, you know, think about things and how the first part of the season had went. And obviously, nobody was happy with the start to the season. So it was kind of a nice break. We're looking at it as like a clean slate, fresh start, and tonight was a perfect way to start off our second kind of half of the season here.
Two goals for you as well. Good start for you also.
Yeah, it was great. You know, kind of right place, right time. One of those games where it was really tight in the first two periods, and then in the third, things just opened up. A lot of chances for both teams, and you know, I was fortunate just to get a couple bounces, and it's always nice.
My second goal, I think Manchester was a little bit upset by it. I couldn't see fully exactly what happened. I think you managed to jam it under Clemente. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think I just made a move on him, and it just kind of went underneath his pad. You know, there were a couple goals at both ends tonight where, you know, I'm not 100% sure how they were called goals, but, you know, whatever. We won 5-2. That's all that matters in the end, and we'll just get ready for tomorrow.
Of course, it's the start of a long 4 weeks. It's road games all the way throughout the rest of November. But how much does that help you going into tomorrow's game in Coventry?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, it's a tough month for us. We're practicing an hour or 45 minutes away every single day, and it's gonna be tough on the guys. And the guys that were here last year have been through it, and we've tried to warn everybody about, you know, taking care of your bodies and being smart and eating well and being hydrated and all those little things. So, you know, you take care of yourself, you get the win, and everything feels good, and just try to go into tomorrow with some confidence. You know, it's nice to score 5 goals. We haven't exactly scored a ton of goals this year, so we get a 5-goal game, and everyone feels good. So, yeah, like you said, try to carry it into tomorrow.
Has the break come at the right time, do you think?
Yeah, I think it came at a perfect time. You know, I mean, it was kind of weird because we had a great weekend. We played great against Belfast, and we obviously had a great game against Nottingham. So at one party you wanted to keep rolling because we wanted to keep that momentum going. But if you look at it big picture, obviously it was not a good start to the season. I think the break was really ideal for us, and you saw tonight the results of that.
And it's a tough one tomorrow. Coventry, you've been there before. You know what it's all about.
Yeah, I think it's one of the hardest places to play in the league, to be honest. Their fans are always really into the game. Their team plays, you know, extra tough at home. They have a little bit of a homer attitude on their team, so they always are really tough at home. So I mean, going into tomorrow, we treat it as a game like we're going into Nottingham or Sheffield or Cardiff. We don't think anything less of Coventry. So they have all the respect from us, and it'll be a tough game tomorrow. I know it will be.
Good luck, Alex. Thanks for your time.
All right, Craigie, thank you.